Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, and this morning we have a lot to talk about with Rebecca Purdy. Rebecca, I have not seen you in ages, the Deputy Director of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. It is so good to see you.
It's great to see you too, Ted. Thanks for having me.
You and I go way, I don't even want to think about how many years.
Let's not name it.
It has been, but we do go way back, and so it's good to see you. We've got much to talk about. Adriana Puckett is also has been a regular here, but I haven't seen you in a long time, Adriana.
Yes, it's great to be back. Thank you so much, Ted.
Got lots to talk about. We will start off with the topic that localities are talking about. And Rebecca, I'll start this off with you. There is the library hours are being affected, and it has to do with localities and not funding the budget. And I'll let you take it from there. But it's as I understand it, it's the City Library, the Salem Church Library, and the Howell Library. Porter Library in Stafford. There are some hours going to be reduced because of the budget.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is very true. Ted, the last thing we ever want to do is to have to close library branches. For the FY24 budget, the library had two key priorities. One, to increase the materials budget so the customers do not have to wait as long for their materials. And two, to give our staff a much needed, in today's day and age, and well-deserved COLA, cost of living adjustment of 5%. Unfortunately, the localities, while they increased our budget from the previous year, which we are so incredibly grateful for, they underfunded our requests in such a way that we were unable to meet those two priorities and keep the library open for the same number of hours in those jurisdictions. What we are doing is closing during those periods, those time periods. So Porter Branch will be closed Wednesday nights from 5 to 8. Salem Church Branch will be closed Thursday mornings from 9 to 1. And the Fredericksburg Branch will be closed Tuesday mornings from 9 to 1. Staff who are regularly working during those shifts are being reassigned to vacant positions and shifts at other libraries. So that is going to result in a cost savings for the library system in order to balance the budget for the fiscal year and meet those two key budget priorities.
And like you say, this is not something you like to do, but as you explain it in talking about the goals that you had, when localities create a budget, they try to do things to help employees, and that's what you're doing.
Right. This hurts. It hurts us to have to do this because we are here to serve the public. Our employees are completely dedicated to providing outstanding customer service to everyone in the community, which makes us very unique in the community. But unfortunately, we were unable to balance the budget, meet those key priorities without making this very difficult decision.
And I know it was difficult for you. Again, it's the Porter Library Wednesdays from 5 to 8, the Salem Church Library 9 to 1 on Thursdays, and the Downtown Library Tuesdays 9 to 1. This will all take place when?
Next week. So it starts on July 5th for Porter, July 6th for Salem Church, and July 11th for Fredericksburg.
And for people that aren't aware, I mean, this is a regional system. So you're funded by the city, Stafford, Spotsylvania, and some from Westmoreland County.
And Westmoreland County actually fully funded our budget request. They have done so every year for many years now.
Stafford supervisors talked about this for a long time. I'm sure it's difficult for you all to have to, and a lot of this is discussed publicly, and in a lot of ways, I watched Stafford supervisors talk about this last night and felt like in some ways you wish some of these discussions could take place between the locality and the localities and the library. They talked about the part that there was an error made as far as when the budget was put together. What can you talk about that?
Thanks for asking that, Ted. It's great to have an opportunity to kind of explain this a little bit. So each of the library's operating budgets for each fiscal year are completely separate entities. The monies never, ever mix. That is not legal. Our auditor would not let us do that. We would not want to do that because that is not the way our operating budgets are meant to work.
So Spotsylvania is paying for Spotsylvania.
No, I don't mean that. I'm sorry. FY23, so our fiscal year.
The fiscal years.
For fiscal years.
Gotcha.
Each one is separate from each other. So
okay.
Our FY23 money is completely separate from anything that will happen with FY24.
Okay.
If we have money left over, we can't add it to the next fiscal year. It has to go into our fund balance, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So in FY23, there is an extra pay period that was not budgeted for originally. This happens once, I think, every 13 years. There's an extra pay period. It was missed in the budget planning process that happened in 2021, and we weren't aware of it until recently. So that impacts FY23, which ends Friday, June 30th.
Mm-hmm.
That money will, if there is a projected overage, as we expect, any money that is overspending for us will come out of our fund balance or our reserve fund. That's what it's for. That is completely separate from FY24 that starts July 1st, Saturday.
Okay. Gotcha.
Where the 5% COLA, the increase in the materials budget, and the closing of the hours take place.
Okay, I gotcha. So has not been explained, or I had not heard heard that.
And does it make sense, Ted? Because it is complicated, so I want to make sure that I am explaining it in a way that people can understand.
No, it is, and I know this is incredibly difficult for you all, because each month you all come in here and we talk about the programs and have a real good time about talking about what the library offers, and we will as we go along this morning. But this is one of those things that comes up, and it's difficult for you. I know
it is very difficult. It's very difficult for staff. Again, they're dedicated to serving our community. Mm-hmm. They work so incredibly hard. Remember when test kits were a rarity, COVID test kits were a rarity, and the only place you could get them was the public library?
Yeah.
And they were inundated, hundreds and hundreds of phone calls, and then people telling their sob stories of why they needed a test kit so desperately, and we having to say, we're out of them. That physically pains our employees. They really want to serve. And now many of them are being reassigned to other locations, and we were able to let them choose from the list of vacancies for their reassignment, but staff from Salem Church are being reassigned at the Hal branch or at the Fredericksburg branch or at the Snow branch in order to balance the budget and as a result of the closings.
And
that's hard on them as well.
I was going to say, that's one thing we don't talk about. We talk about these hours, but the reassigning, because people get connected to their branch.
They do get connected to their branch. I mean, that is one of the benefits of regionalism as well, right? That they have other places to go, so no one has to be laid off or lose hours, because we have vacancies that we haven't filled yet, so that helps as well. They're able to go and fill a much needed role at another location.
And obviously, if localities each it varies what each locality needs to pay to pay up. But if that were to happen, you could lift some of this.
The library board did a very smart thing. They approved the budget, the FY24 budget as a whole, but then they approved the closing for each jurisdiction individually. So they had four motions about the budget, mm-hmm. one for Stafford, one for Spotsy, one for Fredericksburg. So if at any point the jurisdictions feel that they are able to provide the additional funds that are needed to allow us to reopen those hours and bring the staff back and still balance the budget, then we are able to reopen very quickly. Staff will need a little bit of notice, but we will do it as fast as possible.
Well, thank you. This is a topic, and I'm sure we haven't heard the end of it. But thank you for giving the library side of things what it looks like. Especially the error part that came up last night with the Stafford Board of Supervisors. Rebecca Purdy, the Deputy Director with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, here along with Adriana Puckett, librarypoint.org, the Central Rappahannock Regional Library website. Check them out on Facebook, too. When we come back, we will talk about summer reading and a lot of the various things that are going on at the library right now. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Central Rappahannock Regional Library, our focus this morning. Rebecca Purdy and Adriana Puckett here from the library. On to some of the current things going on. It is summer reading time, and this is a big time at the library for summer reading.
It is. Summer reading started in May this
May
year.
May this year. I know. I'm always used to say, June 1st. We used to always say that.
It was June 1st, but now with schools changing their schedule, the library has as well. So it runs through August 15th, and there's something for all ages. Can participate in summer reading. You can read whatever you want all summer long. You earn points and tickets to qualify for prizes, and you can register and track your reading using our Beanstack Tracker app or at librarypoint.org/summer.
The Beanstack app I've used over the years with winter reading, and it is great. I mean, you just in a lot of ways, if I can't remember what the book is, all I have to do is just, if I know just a key word or something, it will pop up and give you all that information.
Yeah, it's a smart app. It makes it easy. And then there are all kinds of fun missions and things like that you can do as well. So if you would rather do something physical, for example, instead of sit and read a book all day, which I can't imagine, but I know people do that, then you can also enter in the physical activity as a mission and earn points for prizes for that as well.
This is such a huge thing for kids, especially the whole summer slide, and we always talk about it. But I know when you talk to teachers, it's a real thing.
It is a real thing, and you know, not only to teachers as far as summer, but think of what happened with COVID as well, when students weren't in school and how they're struggling now. So the library has a vital role to play in helping prevent summer slide, which is when kids lose their reading skills, their study skills over the summer because they're not in school. So if they are participating in the summer reading program, for example, they can they're incentivized to continue reading during the summer when they're not being instructed to read by a school teacher, and it makes it fun for them and entertaining, and the library is a great place for them to do that. And even with the closings that we talked about a little while ago, there's always a nearby branch that is open. So if Thursday mornings from 9 to 1 were your time to go to Salem Church, for example, you can go to Snow, you could go to the Town Center branch, or you could go to the Fredericksburg branch. So there's a library near you that will be open.
Well, I remember as a kid in years ago doing summer reading. I mean, summer reading is a great thing for parents, and so many of us have remembrances. My kids all did summer reading.
Yeah, I did too. I still have one of the old library bookmarks that I got at the Fredericksburg branch as a child.
Yeah,
as a prize for summer reading. I keep it for nostalgia, but yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it has a long history in the community, and that Curl has been doing summer reading for a long, long time, and it has a vital role to play.
Now, one of my favorite pictures of my oldest daughter was after she had reached her goal, and just a picture of her at the library. And it is. You've offered things, and you've included adults in recent years can become part of summer reading, because you know in a lot of ways you don't want it to be just you read while I go, you know, do quote unquote fun things.
That's right, playing my phone or something.
Yes,
right?
Yes, you want kids to see reading as something that everybody does.
Right, and it is important and very helpful for parents to model reading as well. So that is a great point that you made, Ted. You can tell you've been doing this for a while too.
I am a big fan of summer reading and just these kinds of things. And I guess with school schedules changing, like, you know, it started. I always wondered when this was going to happen. That with school getting out now in late May, you kind of adjusted some things.
We did. And we've had to adjust our end of summer celebrations that we have.
Yeah.
It used to be more the end of August, and now they will happen in late July and early August as well. And there are some other special programs that we're doing. There's discovery tables at the branches that children can come in. They have STEM activities for them to play with. There's Wild Stories from the Wildlife Center of Virginia. They're bringing an opossum this year, I understand, which I have not seen yet, but I need to make happen.
I have seen, actually, them. The Wildlife Center, are they going to all the branches? Because I've saw them downtown.
They usually do go to all the branches.
Okay.
You've asked an excellent question.
I saw the truck there a few weeks ago.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
They are going to all the branches.
They bring animals and just are able to, what a great connection you've had with them over the years.
Yeah, they've been a wonderful partner. I think we even brought one of them in here didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And they're great because they're a rescue organization, and they always have a great perspective on how you can help animals in your own home environment.
Library, in summer reading aside, you partner, and there are all kinds of things. You just looked in the At Your Library publication that is colorful and just always has all kinds of if you're a parent, you ought to pick those. They're around town and free, and you ought to pick one up.
Yeah, you definitely should. It has everything the library offers, and people think of books first with libraries typically, which is certainly understandable. But we are also so much more. I mentioned COVID test kits. We're going to talk about lunches for kids in the summer in a little bit. Music, we have classes if you want to learn how to, if you're a child wants to learn how to code or your teen, you can do that. Research for your family history, English as a second language classes, French conversation classes. I mean, there's something for everyone. Job help, computers, printing.
No, you walk into any branch, and you'll just be so surprised at how things are and how you can call ahead, and you don't even have to you can just go over to a shelf and pick up your stuff. All of that.
That's right, yeah. So we pull the holds for you. You can self pick them up off mm-hmm. the hold shelf. You can self check them out. So if you're not feeling very chatty that day, you don't have to. If you are feeling chatty, our staff are always there and ready and very happy to help you with your materials and find things.
You mentioned lunch, and I was over at Salem Church yesterday, and the food bank was over there and that place was just really busy.
Yes.
Continually.
Yes, there are free nutritious lunches for kids and teens up to the age of 18 at 4 library branches throughout the summer. That's Snow, Howell, Salem Church, and Fredericksburg. And that is done with the Fredericksburg Area Food Bank and the Fredericksburg City Schools Mobile Cafe. It's a really popular program. Last year in 2022, there were nearly 23,000 meals provided to children and teens. So it's a great program. And I did want to say, if anyone is looking for food services in their neighborhood, you can simply text the word food to 877-877 or call 1-366-3-HUNGRY, and you would get information about food services in your location.
Now, what was set up at Salem Church yesterday, Curtis Dickerson with the food bank was there. And it was a steady stream of families coming in and kids getting lunch. But also, you had a bunch of volunteers. There were games to be played. Beanbags and stuff.
Community volunteers come in to assist with that as well. And also, during most of these times, the library branch is open. So once you get fed, then you can go out and learn, you know, pick up some new books and kind of see what the library has to offer. So lunch will actually continue to be served at Salem Church in Fredericksburg, even on the days where we talked earlier about the closings, when those hours are reduced. Even though the library buildings won't be accessible during that time, lunch will still be served, because that's just so important during the summer.
I wondered about that. So now it was it was so great, because in so many cases yesterday, watching these families, they had lunch and they did just that. They then went over to the library.
Yep.
And
you can just pile on the books and take them home. And
it's
a win-win thing when you get to come to the library for that.
No, each of the branches, they were telling me that Salem Church, just because where it's located, is one of the more popular spots. But they still have a steady stream of people at Snow and in all the branches. Mm-hmm. But What a great partnership that is, because for a lot of families, you wonder what you're going to do during the summer about lunches and things like that, and you have partnered with the food bank and city schools and others.
Yes, and if you're looking for the schedule to kind of figure out when that's happening, mm-hmm. you can go to librarypoint.org/lunch.
librarypoint.org/lunch. By the way, librarypoint.org, all kinds of information. We talked about if you don't understand or know what's going on with the library, go online. And you can spend a lot of time there. There's all kinds of information.
Yes, the website changes every day practically. There's always, we have blog posts, the book lists, all kinds of things that are happening. So really, it's a great thing to make it your homepage and just kind of come back mm-hmm. and see every day what's changing.
Yep.
There's also a great search at the top, and you can search the website, or you can actually change it to search the catalog and then put books on hold.
Again, lunch, you can find out information about lunch offerings at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, the different branches, and summer reading you said August?
August 15th.
August 15th for summer reading. Librarypoint.org, also check them out on Facebook. Adriana Puckett and Rebecca Purdy here. We'll take a quick break and continue on this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Lots to talk about this morning with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Rebecca Purdy is here, the Deputy Director, along with Adriana Puckett, the Collection and Consumer Services Coordinator with the library. The Friends July Book Sale is just around the corner, and this excites me, Adriana, because it's been about a year, I guess. I just got involved and found the Friends of the Library over in Lafayette Boulevard. What a jewel for the community.
It is. It is such a great place. I actually sneak over there just during my lunch break to pick up a couple books. But we are going to have a great summer book sale. And so it's a great opportunity to stock up on your beach reads and anything else you need for summer reading. Just as a side note, this is a great way to, you know, taking your paperbacks to the beach is wonderful because if it gets wet or sandy, no worries. But I would recommend you leave the library books at home at the beach.
That's a good idea. That is a good public service announcement.
Yes, we see a lot of sandy covers in our department. But this is a great place to go stock up on those on July 21st and 22nd. Those are kind of the beginning of the summer book sale, and then it will continue on Monday and Tuesday, July 24th and 25th. And usually those are like half price days, so they're fabulous days to go. The Friends of the Library Center and Bookshop is at 125 Old Greenwich Drive in Suite 150. If you drive there, you'll see an awning, and usually you'll see lots of people heading in and out mm-hmm. because these book sales are really, really popular. And they, of course, feature a huge selection of gently used books, but also movies, music, and more. And during the book sale, they open up the back part of this as well, so you get to see, you can shop some of the discarded or withdrawn materials from the library's collection as well.
Oh, I have gotten some great things
yes.
back there. There
so
are
many
just
good
there.
Things.
Yeah, there's a lot of old books or new. That's a lot of time. I have books that to me look brand new.
Yes, and it looks like a bookstore when you go in.
It is.
Everything is face out. There's face out things just like you would find mm-hmm. in a retail bookstore. The Friends of the Library maintain those books and really curate those offerings. So they're really thoughtfully displayed, and it just feels so lovely. But you can walk out with three hardcover, you know, really new-looking books for $5 on a regular day, which is just fabulous.
And you can buy books for gifts.
Oh, yes. That's a great idea.
They're books that you're not going to – you generally won't find, or they're on a specific topic, you know, someone's interested in, or they're – They're brand new. There was a book about one of the presidents that the author had signed.
Yes, I got. Sometimes there's those, you know, special editions or the autographed ones, and those are usually marked so you know that when you go in. So it kind of gives you a clue. And I'll give a pro tip here: if you sign up for the library's newsletter, which you can do right on librarypoint.org, you'll actually get a coupon. There's usually a coupon at the bottom of that as well.
I didn't know that.
So you can save 20% off your whole purchase.
Yeah. Which your purchase, sometimes I've gone up with 3 or 4 books, and just in my mind, I'll lose track of how much are these, and it's just like, you know, it's like a couple of dollars.
It is. It's just such a great place to stock up. Of course, if you can't make it out to the that particular book sale, there's pop-up book sales in almost all of the library branches. So at any given time, you may go in and find a real find in some of those.
I saw that at Salem Church yesterday, and I had heard about that and saw that. But no, the book sale, and like you said, when you go to the back, you can get all kinds of things. The other part of the store that's always interesting to me is there's this little room with like rare books.
Yes, that's such a fun place to go and just see like what has come in that's brand new, and it's so neat. I'm always tempted when I go in there. So it's a great place. It is open during the week, Monday through Friday, 10 to 2, the bookshop itself, and you can come at any point at between 10 and 2 to shop.
And usually with the book sale, it's open a little bit later too. Is that I think so.
And those hours, you can actually find everything about that on the Friends of the Library site, which is curlfriends.org.
And yeah.
When I say curl, that's kind of our abbreviation for Central Rappahannock Regional Library, and that's crrlfriends.org.
Again, 21st and 22nd is when the Friends July book sale goes on, and then it's what you said, the 24th and the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, right. It is really worth checking out. So, I wish I had been urged for years to go there and just feel like I've missed. So that's why I stop in a lot of times, just because I just feel like I have years to make up. And there's always books coming in, and it really is a great place to stop off. And you're helping the library, and you can join Friends of the Library you don't have to be part of Friends of the Library to shop at the bookstore, but you can. It's great to be able to help out the library in that way.
Yes, absolutely. That is, you can join the Friends of the Library for, I believe the entry level membership is just $10.
I think so.
And then it goes up from there with different tiers and different reward gifts. But it's a wonderful way to show your support for the library and actually materially support the library. The Friends of the Library support a number of programs and initiatives, like Music on the Steps. They support At Your Library, printing, and all kinds of different things as well. So that is wonderful work that they do. And you mentioned donations. We take donations at every library branch and also at Friends of the Library. So if you're decluttering and you have a gently used book that you'd like to donate to the library, that is a great way to do that.
No, I am reading right now. I'm reading like 3 books that I got from there. A couple from the Civil War and one about baseball in New York City. And it's just it is great. So the Friends of the Library July book sale coming up, but you can stop by the Friends of the Library, the bookshop over on Lafayette Boulevard up until 2 o'clock every day, Monday through Friday, off of Lafayette Boulevard. You mentioned Music on the Steps. That is underway. That is a Monday night thing, Adriana.
Yes, that is such a popular program. This is actually the 38th year for Music on the Steps. And you can find the full program at librarypoint.org/music-steps. It's Monday nights through August 28th, and it's at 6:30. And that's at the Fredericksburg branch. It's actually held right on the front steps of the branch. But if there's inclement weather, don't worry. It's not canceled. Mm-hmm. It's just moved into the theater at that time. And there are all kinds of music styles featured. So the next concert is on July 3rd, and that is Cabin Creek, which is folk and Americana. But then on July 10th is a completely different group, which is Frank Sullivan and Jillian Leah, bluegrass, folk, Irish, and classic country. So every week is a little bit different. And folks have a great time going there. They bring their lawn chairs, they set up, there's dancing. Mm-hmm. It's just such a, I used to bring my kids there just so they would have, you know, fun and they could bring chalk. It's just so much fun.
Oh, it is. I was going to say, everybody, it is just a great, no matter how big this area gets and how annoying the traffic gets, you can do music on the steps and just feel like this is Fredericksburg, and it is everybody just is right around the front of the library, and on a sunny warm night, there's just nothing like it in the summer around here.
Yes, it's just so much fun. And I really do recommend just kind of taking a look, because there's such a variety, and I would say there's more of a variety this year than ever of the different kinds of groups and the different musical styles to enjoy, and it's free entertainment in the summer, which is just, it's just wonderful.
It is, and it's fun a lot of times with some of the groups when kids will go up and will be dancing up front, and
yes,
you've got people. There's usually enough people where it even goes across the street of where people will be sitting on the sidewalk across the street just to watch it.
Oh, we love to see that. That is just, you know, the more people, the better. We should just, it shows support also for the arts, which is just so important, mm-hmm. to support our local artists, our local musicians, and that's what the library is all about, really.
Yeah, we see people, some people will be knitting during it or just sitting back. It is great. So, yeah, Music on the Steps is back 38 years. Wow.
Yes, it has a long history, and the Friends of the Library have supported that. So that's just something that we're very grateful to the Friends of the Library for supporting and sponsoring.
It is Central Rappahannock Regional Library in this morning. Adriana Puckett is here. I didn't ask you about the collection and customer services coordinator. What are some of the things that you do or that you see every day?
Well, and for collection services, so that department kind of does everything related to the books and the materials. So selecting the materials, ordering them, receiving them. So when they come in, seeing all the beautiful new books, cataloging them, which is very fun, and then getting them out the door to customer services. And then kind of customer services is the part that of the friendly folks that you see when you walk into the branch. They greet you. They help you with your library accounts and anything that they can do to facilitate access to the collection.
So you really are, you're hands-on to a lot of stuff that comes through the library.
Yes, I like to say that it never gets boring. Every day is absolutely different. There are always new projects to work on and new challenges to kind of work through, but that keeps the job interesting, and it's really, the collection and customer services is just such a great, they're very related because you're getting the collection out into the hands of customers, which is where it belongs.
Yeah. No, I remember the days, and I don't know if these days have been like this. I remember the height of the Harry Potter days in the summer when the library would get the boxes and you couldn't open them until a certain date, and it was just fascinating how you had to handle the distribution of the Harry Potter books.
We regularly have books that we actually cannot. We have books every Tuesday. We have a street date, so most books. Birthdays are Tuesdays.
Okay.
And then, so we hold them on a special street date cart and then wheel the cart out at a certain time when they are allowed by publishers to go out to the branches. And then some books, which are really, really popular, we actually have to kind of hold back even from the street date cart. So I think one of those recently was Spare, and we can't even put pictures of those on social media ahead of time.
Really?
Yes, they are very secret. So Harry Potter definitely was very much a height.
Yeah, but you still have that kind of thing.
Yes, and we are very careful to make sure that we always, you know, abide by those street dates and make sure that it stays under wraps.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that that's like a big deal that you can't violate certain things. You can cause some problems.
Yes, it is. It's a really big deal. But it's super fun also to see. One of the things I love seeing the most about collection services is just seeing the new books. So we have carts of beautiful, you know, new books, and you can kind of see their beautiful covers, and you really have to keep yourself from reading at that point. There's work to do.
The couple other things that as we talk about things with the library, COVID test kits are still a thing. And are still being are still available and being distributed.
Yes, you can pick up free rapid at-home COVID-19 antigen test kits. So these are just like you will see in a store through curbside pickup at most library branches. So they're not available at Town Center, Freed, or Idea Space, but they're available at all your other library branches. And it's so easy to get them. You can just go to librarypoint.org/ask and just request via chat or give us a call during the library's open hours. And you get to request up to 4 COVID test kits per visit. So this is a really, really popular program, and the library has distributed more than 16,614 free COVID test kits in the last year.
Hmm. And it's I see things or hear about friends of mine or people that, you know, they're still, you still want to have these around.
Yes.
So and they're, you can get them for free.
And this is in partnership with the Virginia Department of Health. So we're very thankful that that's part of the, you know, that they're supplying these kits. They are free and they are antigen. So the rapid test kits are used for some people, you know, just for diagnostic purposes. But that's one thing to keep in mind when reserving those. But yeah, before you go and pick them up or pay at a store, you might want to think about if the library, and we've been able to maintain stock in those.
So just check check that out, the COVID test kits at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Also, real quick, it's fine free. I mean, that went in about a year ago?
In January of this year,
okay,
actually.
Yeah.
We stopped charging overdue fees during COVID because people were really struggling, especially at that point.
Yeah.
And then we met with the board at our December meeting, and they approved eliminating fines for every customer as of January 1st. So that went into effect. People still have to be responsible with books. If you lose a book, you have to pay for it. If your dog eats your book, you've got to pay for it.
And don't take it to the beach.
That's right. If you get sand in it, you probably don't have to pay for it. But we do ask you to shake it out first.
Yeah.
But it does allow customers, if things get busy, if they don't have a computer at home, to renew their materials and everything. It gives them a little bit of a grace period to get those materials back to the branches for someone else to use.
LibraryPoint.org for all the information on what's going on with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. There's also the magazine At Your Library, and that's what distributed around town. I mean, I see it at different places.
Right now, it's mostly in our library branches.
Okay.
We're still not back to our pre-pandemic levels of distribution at this point.
So when you go to the library, see that will give you, and that's what, usually a couple of months worth of activities.
2 months at a time.
Okay.
So July will be coming out shortly.
Okay. Rebecca Purdy here, Adriana Puckett here from the library. We'll take a quick break and wrap it up. When we come back, we'll talk about the Library of Things. If you don't know about that is a really cool service that the library offers, and also Audiobook Month. We'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff for the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Before we get out of here this morning, Rebecca Purdy and Adriana Puckett here from the library. The Library of Things is just what the name says. It's just a lot of cool things that you can check out from the library, use, and if you want to buy it on your own later, you can do that. But if not, you can use it from the library.
Yes, now there is more to borrow from the library. So we started out with outdoor games. We also have Wi-Fi hotspots, which are really popular, and Chromebooks. We have environmental devices. But I'm super excited to talk about our newest offering, which are craft kits. So now you can try out a craft before committing to purchase the supplies and see if it's something you actually like. So currently we offer card making, crocheting, embroidering, knitting, watercolor painting, and wood burning. So I'm just going to ask Ted, what would you think is the most popular of these craft kits?
Knitting?
It is not. It's wood burning.
Wood burning.
It's crazy.
Okay.
I would never have. It's a surprising twist.
But I don't know anybody who does that.
Wood burning is the most popular kit, and it's a really cool kit. It has the wood burner and the tools and little wooden discs that you can use to burn the wood. So these are all really neat. They all have a consumable part that you get to keep, and then a part like the books and the tools that you return. So that is the craft kits for the Library of Things. And if you want to see what we have, you can go to librarypoint.org/things.
My wife got one of these detectors for carbon monoxide.
Yes, we have some environmental devices to check various environmental factors around you.
Yeah.
That includes, we have an air quality monitor, electricity monitor, a radon detector, and a leak detector, too. So you can see if you're losing, if there's air coming in throughout your windows or something like that.
I think the very first time we ever talked about Library of Things, you were the person who came in and introduced Library of Things to the audience. And I remember us talking about it. It's a great idea because you can do it, whether it was outdoor games or, you know, like you said, crafts, and it just keeps growing and growing.
It can go in so many different directions, and I'm really excited to see where it goes next. One of the things I didn't mention yet is if you have a learning reader, a little reader at home, you can check out a Grow a Reader kit. Each of those kits has a variety of books and activities with themes like singing, talking, perfect for summer, but yeah. Really great for any time as you have an emerging reader.
Yeah, no, all these things that you can go and get, you can use if you're traveling or just looking for something to do to, you know, help the time go along.
Yep, you can just check out that kit. You can put them on hold, and many times you will need to put them on hold because a lot of these are very popular and they're checked out. But you can put them on hold. They'll come into your branch. You can just come in and pick them up, and then it's kind of, you know, a way to learn something new, or in the case of the environmental device, to actually have something that's practical for you as well.
LibraryPoint.org. Make sure you get a library card and check out your library. Before we get out, we talked about at the beginning that the Porter branch, the Salem Church branch, and the Fredericksburg branch are impacted. Rebecca Purdy with budget issues, and will be closed a few hours each week. And you all don't like to do this, but it's a budget reality.
We do not. It is a budget reality, and just like many, everyone, right, is facing inflation with everything. The library is as well. Our health insurance costs went up 13% this year, which also impacted, of course, our budget. And physical materials such as books have become even more expensive, and demand for access to digital items such as ebooks and e-audio and streaming video is at an all-time high. Resulting in really long hold lists and wait time for customers. I know I put a book on hold just the other day, and I was told months. It will be months. I know, Adriana, it is not your fault. It is not your fault. It is the harsh reality, and that is one of the reasons that increasing the book budget was such a priority.
If I will just say this: if you as a participant in the community want to get involved with this, contact if you're in the city, your city council member. If you're in Stafford or Spotsylvania, talk to your board of supervisors member and make your point. Also, Friends of the Library on their Facebook page is information of where you can advocate for the Central Rappahannock Regional Library in this budget situation. Porter, Salem Church, and the Fredericksburg Library all impacted. The hours are impacted. You can see that at librarypoint.org. Rebecca Purdy and Adriana Puckett, thank you both for coming in and talking this morning. We will see you soon. Thanks.
Thank you, Ted. It was great to see you.
Thanks for listening. See you in the morning.
Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.